The Dog Who Lost His Bar, written by Owen Colfer and read by Don Wycherly. The loud man called him dog, or pup, or mongrel, but mostly dog. Whenever he heard the loud man's boots plodding downstairs or smelled his sour smell, dog hid far from the door, inside the pile of wriggling fur that was his brothers and sisters, behind the nippers and scratchers, underneath furry bellies and wagging tails. But not near Biter. Biter loved to bite, and not just playful nips like the other little ones, but big chomps that make dog yip and whine. This was not awesome at all. Sometimes Mother lifted Biter gently in her jaws and moved him away from the others for being not awesome. But Biter never stayed away for long. Dog found a way to deal with the problem. If Biter came close, he would stick his snout in his brother's ear and bark. Yip, yip, yip. Three barks. The noise inside Biter's ear made him dizzy, and he would run in circles for a while, then fall asleep. Mother licked Dog when he discovered this trick, and this was excellent. People came through the door to see the puppies. They brought outside smells inside on their shoes and clothes. Dog's mother explained the smells with licks, barks, and growls. This smell was grass. That smell was rain. And when people from outside pointed at one of Dog's brothers or sisters, that puppy would be lifted out of the basket by the loud man. The people would give the loud man some crackling paper, and then the puppy would go away with them and never come back. This made Dog sad, because he did not want to leave his mother like they had, so he hid behind her when people came. Dog's mother sniffed him and knew by his scent that he was sad. She told him not to be sad. "Don't worry," she said. "Someday your boy or girl will come. A human who is right for you, and that human will take you to the wonderful outside. That is the best thing for a dog." Dog did not stop being sad entirely, because no matter how perfect his human was, he would still miss his mother. But now he was hopeful too. So he stopped hiding behind his mother when people came. If she said there was a human who was right for him, then there must be. And that boy or girl would bring him outside. Later, Dog was taken outside, but only to the yard, while the loud man cleaned the room with his mops and brushes. The yard was covered in flat stone, with only a little grass poking through the cracks. There had been a flower in a pot too, but Biter ate it. Dog longed for the real awesome outside beyond the yard, and even though he was still a little afraid of people, he knew they would take him there. So he stopped rolling himself into a ball when they came to look in the basket.